Good morning, brothers and sisters. 很高兴今天聚会是中英合并的。I'm very joyful today is a English-Chinese combined worship service.
大家注意，我们敬默单上刚刚的诗班不是 young people, 是 young adults.
You may have noticed that the fellowship that sang the choir hymn today are not the youths, but the young adults.
我已经跟你们讲过了。
I have said this before.
一个教会和一个社会，老人好，青年人不好，是没有盼望的。
I have said this before. In a church or in a social setting, only the old people are doing well, and the young people are not. This is not good and no hope.
而青年人好，老年人不好，教会还是有盼望的。
Conversely, if the young generation is good, whereas the old generation is not as good, there is still hope.
但老人青年人好，必须老人们要照顾他们，栽培他们。
But in order for the younger generation to be good, it has to be nurtured by the older generation.
我也是很高兴。
And I'm very happy too.
一个礼拜前，我的小女儿把我绑票到 Vancouver 去度假。
A week ago,my younger daughter kidnapped me to Vancouver for a vacation.
但是我礼拜四晚上赶回来。
But I have to come back Thursday late evening.
因为要参加昨天在纽约市有一个的婚礼。
Because I have to attend a wedding yesterday in New Jersey.
他不光要我来主持婚礼。
Not only the couple asked me to MC the wedding.
他们要求我还必须要完全英文讲的。
And the request is that I have to conduct the service in English.
这是我到美国头一次用英文讲的整个的主持婚礼。
This is the first time that I conducted an entire wedding ceremony by speaking English only.
这一对新结婚的这个年轻人。
This newlywed couple.
准备得非常的周到
and they are very prepared meticulously.
双方的父母说，这一次的婚礼，他们父母都不管的。
Both parents told me that they were not involved in the wedding preparation.
实在年轻人所准备的比父母准备的还要好。
Really, the younger generation, in terms of wedding preparation, they are doing a much better job than the parents.
真是看见年轻人起来了。
So I have seen the younger generation being raised up.
我们心中也非常的喜乐。
And our heart is very joyful indeed.
那么今天我也是盼望能够传一点信息，顾到成人的，也顾到年轻的。
Today I wish to share with you a message that will be good for both the parents.The older generation and the young adults.
我是盼望继续金海弟兄在这里最近所注重的六王集里头的信息。
I want to continue with what the brother King has been preaching about the book of Second Kings.
他已经讲过了先知以利亚，也已经开始讲到了以利沙。
He has preached about the prophet Elijah and has started with the prophet Elisha.
所以我盼望继续他所讲的和弟兄姊妹一同有一点的分享。
Therefore, I wish to continue the subject of Elisha to share with brothers and sisters.
我要讲的题目是以利沙与一个盆门徒一个的斧头掉到海河里头去了这一个的故事。
And I wish to share with you today about a story between Elisha and one of his servants where an axe head fell to the water.
头一件我盼望大家注意的。
The first thing I wish to bring to your attention.
以利亚和以利沙两个人是预表的耶稣基督。
Both Elijah and Elisha, they foreshadow Jesus Christ.
以利亚是预表了受死的基督，以利沙是预表了复活的基督。
Elijah represented the crucified Christ, and Elisha.Represented the resurrected Christ.
正如同大卫和所罗门两个人合在一起，才把耶稣基督预表得清楚。
It's kind of like David and Solomon. They also foreshadow about Jesus Christ.
大卫是征战的，预表到受死的耶稣基督。
And David is the warrior.That represented the crucified Christ.
所罗门是预表的耶稣基督完成了工作，从死里头复活了，升上了高天。
Whereas Solomon represented the Christ that has fulfilled his work on the cross and being risen from the dead.
大卫和以利亚，大卫和所罗门是预表的耶稣基督做王，管理了万有，所有的十字架死和复活的两面。
And David and Solomon portray the kingship of Jesus Christ in both his crucifixion and resurrection.
以利亚和以利沙是在先知这一个的职分上预表了死和复活的耶稣基督。
Whereas Elijah and Elisha foreshadow Christ in the position as a prophet for Christ's crucifixion and resurrection.
我们都知道旧约有三个时期。
We all know that there are three eras in the Old Testament.
一个是摩西所带进的律法。
The first is the period of the law of Moses.
神是根据摩西所带进的律法来带领了以色列百姓。
But God led the people of Israel during the law of Moses era.
在摩西所带进的律法的里面。
In the law of Moses,
摩西是预表到受死的基督，约书亚是预表到复活的基督。
Moses foreshadowed the crucified Christ, whereas Joshua foreshadowed the resurrected Christ.
是摩西带领了以色列百姓，一直到了约旦河，他们都埋葬在约旦河了。过了约旦河了，就进到了迦南地，是复活的境界。
Moses led the people of Israel to the bank of Jordan, foreshadowing the burying, and then they crossed the Jordan, foreshadowed the resurrection.
当摩西的律法来带领以色列百姓渐渐失去了果效。
But under the law of Moses, Moses' leading has been less productive.
神就兴起了那个大卫和所罗门来。
And then God raised up David and Solomon.
大卫和所罗门所成就的是超过摩西所成就的。
The accomplishment of David and Solomon is far superior to that of Moses and Joshua.
摩西和所罗门最成就的乃是会幕里面彰显神的荣耀。
Moses and Joshua's accomplishment is to raise the glory of the tabernacle. The revelation of David and Solomon is the glorious temple. By the time of the son of Solomon, we enter the corrupted era of the king. Then God led the Israelites into the third era, which is the era of the prophet. Prophesy things happening in the next 5 or 8 years or so.
你我去读旧约大先知书和小先知书。
When we read the major and the minor prophets in the Old Testament,
讲到将来的，顶多只有三分之一的篇幅。
When they preach about the future, it's only one third of the story.
三分之二都是为了当时的。And
two third of the story are for the time of the moment.
我们中文翻的先知两个字常常误导我们了，对我们对先知的认识有一点偏差。
Actually, the Chinese translation of the English word prophet may have misled us a little bit.
旧约里都说先知乃是像一个井涌出水来了。
In the Old Testament, the prophet is kind of like a well overwhelmed with water.
乃是盼望一个井涌出水来了，以色列百姓得到了供应，他们的光景就会改变。
Because the overflowing water from the well will act as a provision for the Israelites at the time.
这个整个新约的时代。
But in their whole New Testament era,
就是主耶稣的门徒都殉道了，最后还有个约翰留下来的。
At the end, when all of the disciples, all of the apostles of Christ have given up their life, only John is left.
主耶稣选召彼得的时候，彼得是撒网的。
When Jesus called Peter, Peter was a fisherman.
彼得主耶稣呼召约翰的时候，约翰是捕网的。
And when Jesus called John, John was a mender of the net.
摩西杀，彼得杀完了，带了好多人都信主了。
When Peter brought a lot of people to Christ, being a fisherman.
但是等到约翰从拔摩海岛回来的时候。
But when John returned from Patmos,
发现好多的基督都像鱼从网里头漏出去了。
But a lot of those fishes, a lot of those believers has gone astray.
神就兴起约翰来。
And John and God raised up John.
约翰用什么方法来捕这个网呢
？So how did John mend the net?
约翰主要的信息那是讲到耶稣基督来了，叫我们得着重生，生命在我们里头逐渐的长大，我们就脱离了软弱和一些失败。
The theme of John's message is that Christ grows in us, and that we are rid of sin, and then we can grow in Christ.
以利亚和以利沙就是在这一种的形。
In a similar way, Elijah and Elisha lead the people of Israel.
这是为什么我们每一个主日来到教会中间要传讲主的信息。
And that's why we have to come to church and preach the word of God every Sunday.
这是为什么我们基督徒每天应该花一点时间的灵修来读神的话语。
That's why believers of Christ, this is the reason why we have to spend some time every day to read the Word of God.
不仅还是如此。
It's not only that.
还要读一些属灵的书籍了，得着了生命的供应。
And we read other spiritual books to complement our spiritual life.
我跟你们年轻人没有讲过这个事。
I have not spoken to you young people about this thing.
我被主用讲道总有一万多遍了。
And I have probably preached over 10,000 times.
我已经已过60年，花了好多的时间读书，读圣经。
I spent the last 60 years reading a lot of the Bible.
好一些的书我都读过几遍了。
And I have read many good spiritual books many times.
今天还我还从网络上去听，现在还活在世界上有10个。被神特别用的那一些传道的人所讲的道。
And even today, and I still through the internet, and I listen to sermons by 10 of the servants that God used mightily today.
为什么我也听到？
Why do I still have to listen to sermons?
我要领受神所兴起今天还活着的传道人把他的生命的供应给我。
I have to receive the words, the provision of life from the servants of God today.
我如果不是继续不断地受主耶稣生命的供应，
If I do not continue to receive the provision from Jesus,
我在神面前没有办法能够继续被神所用。
In the presence of God, I cannot be continued to be used by Him.
那么这就是旧约先知的那个职事。
And this is the duty of the prophets in the Old Testament.
旧约的先知有两类。
There are two types of prophets.
有一类是在南边犹大国里头做先知的。
One is a group of prophets in the southern kingdom of Judah.
我们都知道以赛亚。
We all know about Isaiah.
但是还有几个先知。
And there are many other prophets.
是北边的以色列国中做先知的。
In the northern kingdom of Israel.
以色列分到两个国家了之后。
After Israel was split into two kingdoms,
北边的国家在神面前先衰落了下来。
The northern kingdom really went bad in front of them.
菲洛西登那一些偶像都是先在北边的以色列国的。
Many of the idol worship happened in the northern kingdom.
我们会记得以利亚杀死450个拜巴利的先知。
We know that Elijah killed 450 prophets who worship Baal.
要把北边的以色列国属灵的光景把它恢复过来。
God wanted to restore the spiritual condition of the northern kingdom.
之所以以利亚的乃是以利沙。
And then comes Elisha.
今天我已经跟你们讲过了。
And Brother King must have spoken about this.
以利沙是领受了双倍的圣灵。
Elisha is the prophet who inherited double portion of the spirit.
这一个的圣灵双倍的在身上了，才能够有果效，把以色列百姓带回到神的面前。
And this double portion of the spirit inherited by Elisha is the only way to have a productive restoration of the people of Israel.
先知以利亚所做的。
And what Elisha is now doing
是全国性的。
Is nationwide.
以利沙所做的。
And what Elisha does,
注重他来训练一帮他的门徒。
Is emphasizing on the edification and training of his disciples.
叫他在地上的侍奉。
So that their service on the land.
不是他仅仅一个人来被神所使用。
Not only Elisha was used by God only.
乃是一帮门徒受过训练了之后啦，能够继续他继续被神所使用的。
It's also included the company of the prophets that can be used by God also.
这像保罗对提摩太所讲的。
It's like when Paul admonished Timothy.
保罗训练了提摩太。
Paul nurtured Timothy.
要提摩太再去训练那一些能够训练别人的一个年轻的人。
So that Timothy can continue to nurture other younger believers.
保罗头一代。
The first generation of
提摩太第二代。
Timothy is second.
保罗叫提摩太训练第三代。
And Paul asked Timothy to train the third generation.
哪一种人他训练的？
And what kind of people would they train?
这个第三代的人能够训练第四代的。
So that the third generation can train the fourth generation.
所以你会看见提摩太书保罗这样的交代的。
So you can see the teachings of Paul in the books of Timothy.
今天也是同样的。
In today's world, it is the same.
我到底已经有85岁了。
I'm close to 85 years old.
我也不知道能够被神还使用了多久。
I don't know how long.Will God continue to use me?
我尽可能的还能够有精神体力，还能够被神所使用的。
I wish to continue to serve Him as long as I'm healthy and have the strength.
但是在我侍奉的里面
，But during my years of service,
我真是很盼望一般年轻人能够起来了。
I eagerly hope that the younger generation will be raised.
长到我离开世界了，这么年轻的地方所服侍的，超过我所服侍的了。
So that when I leave, the younger generation's service.Will be even better than mine.
23年来，我在纽 Amherst 特别训练了有一位姓吕的弟兄。
Over 20 years at the Church of Amherst, I trained a brother.
他以后到南 South Carolina 在神学院毕业。
Later on, he went to a seminary and graduated in a seminary in South Carolina.
在 New Jersey 服侍。
And he's now serving in New Jersey.
他来安列的时候
，When he was ordained,
我就送他一个小小的礼物。
I gave him a little gift.
我是这么小的一个盒子。
It's a little box,
很宝贝
but it's very precious.
什么
？What is that?
那是个 USB.
It is a USB.
我二十几年的讲道的大纲全部在里面。
And all my 20 years of preachings are in that little USB.
我说这个你可以使用的。
He said you can certainly use this.
我是盼望什么
？And this is my hope.
我是盼望说他能够照着我所已经用的能够领受了。他只是在神面前再去领受超过我所帮助他的。
That he can use the 20 years of service of my sermons, of my teachings, and he can further get from God.
我真是盼望你们这些 young adults 啊。
It is my hope that you young adults.
在天堂教会中间也是这样的。
And in at EBCC, it is the same.
能够带着整个教会再往前去。
That you can lead the future of this church.
那么以利亚带领了他的门徒。
And Elisha led his the company of the prophets.
有四件小事。
There are four minor episodes.
看上去小小的。
It is something as if they were trivial.
但是这四件的事却是非常的重要。
But these four episodes actually are very important.
是以利亚来训练他的门徒的时候，有四件事情上来训练的。
And in these four episodes, it show how Elisha.Train the company of the prophets.
因为金定催我这个稿子一个多礼拜前就给了。
And because of the urging of Pastor Brother King, I gave these outlines over a week ago.
我在 Vancouver 度假的时候也不能够完全度假。
You see, when I was vacationing in Vancouver, I was not actually really on vacation.
我再来看我给金定的稿子。
And I have to see the outline that I'm about to give.
我最好题目就是讲以利亚和他的门徒，不单单讲一个故事。
对 ，and I found out that I'm not just here to tell you a story. I'm here about Elisha and his company of prophets.
我这个资料已经给你们了。
And you see the outline in your bulletin.
所以我花一点时间来讲四件事。
I want to spend a little time on these four episodes.
头一件事
，the first matter.
他有一个门徒死了。
There is a servant who died.
他欠了债
But he was in debt.
是门徒的妻子来求以利亚啦
Then the wife of the servant come and plead with Elijah.
你的门徒，我的丈夫死了。
Your servant, my husband, died.
他欠了好多的债
He was in debt.
以利亚怎么说
And what did Elijah say?
问你有多少东西
What do you have?
我什么都没有了。
But the woman replied, "I have nothing."
还有一瓶油。
There's a little oil left.
以利亚说，以利亚说了，你回家去。
You go back home.
预备瓶子。
and get ready many jars.
你自己瓶子不够,
and if jars not enough,
但你邻居就借瓶子过来,
go and ask your neighbor for more jars.
你关在房间里头,
and then you shut yourself in a room.
把这一边瓶子把里头的油倒在瓶子里,
so keep pouring the oil into the jars.
他把一瓶子的油倒到每一个瓶子都满了,
and until all the jars are full.
啊, 瓶子都用完了,
and the oil jars are used up.
油就停掉了,
and then the oil stopped.
然后以利亚, 以利沙说,
and Elisha said,
你可以把这一些的油卖掉, 就还你的债。
You can actually sell all these jars of oil and repay your debt.
这在属灵上告诉我们是什么?
And spiritually it's telling us,
告诉我们说, 一个属灵的一个门徒竟然会欠债。
And how come a spiritual servant will be in such debt?
我们不应该欠债的。
Well, we shouldn't be in debt.
我们生活应该照着我们所有的来做的。
We should live our way, the way of life, from what we have.
但是我们读一处圣经好不好?
And let's read one verse in the Bible.
罗马书第一章,
the book of Romans chapter 1.
14节,15节。
Chapter 1 verse 14-15.
这是保罗所说的话,
and this is the words of Paul.
无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks.
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Both to the wise and the foolish, that is why I'm so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
保罗他是感受到是欠债的。
And the feeling of Paul was that he was in debt. He owed somebody something.
保罗不是人，那里得着什么好处?
It's not that Paul wants to get some benefits from people.
保罗乃是发现，无论是希利人、以化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，他都欠他们的债。
Paul realized he is indebted to all of these people, Greeks or non-Greeks, the wise or the foolish.
这是什么债?
What kind of debt is this?
爱心的债。
This is the debt of love.
我们如果爱充满了之后,
if we are filled with love,
我们发现了别的人没有领受我在神面前这些好处了，我是欠他们的债的。
If I'm filled with love and I see people who don't have that love, then I believe and I owe him that love.
我记得我大学毕业到台湾去。
I realized when I was graduated from college and went to Taiwan.
在台湾造船公司做工程师。
And I'm an engineer in one of the companies.
我在那边开始看弟兄三一对夫妇传福音。
And I started to hear the gospel of one couple.
慢慢人多起来了。
Gradually, people there are more people.
第三年有200人的聚会。
In the third year, there are over 200.
没有传道人。
But they are not preacher.
就是我做工程师来做的。
And I'm being an engineer and I'm preaching at the time.
他们这些弟兄姊妹经济都很差。
And the brother and sister at the time, they were not very good economic.
我把我所有的薪水，除了我必须用的，除了我寄点钱到上海给父母之外了，我全部都用光了。
In addition to, other than the money for my living expenses and the money that I sent to home in Shanghai, I gave up all my salary.
到我结婚的时候,
when I got married,
我也不请好多人吃饭的,
and I did not have a very big feast.
你知道台湾呢, 请人吃饭是赚钱的, 因为人家送礼了。
But you know that you have a banquet in a place like Taiwan, you may actually be making money because people are sending gifts.
我不请吃饭, 我也不受礼的。
And I did not have a feast and I did not receive gifts.
只有最亲近的人两桌吃饭。
And there are only two tables of my closest friends.
吃完饭的时候没有钱来付账。
And after the dinner, I didn't have the money to pay.
跟我那人的叔叔、那阿姨、姨夫那里借了钱的。
And I borrowed money from the uncle of my wife.
哎呀，我才懂得欠债好苦哦。And
I realized it was very depressing to be in debt.
刚刚结了婚了，又出去度假，哎呀，还欠了债了，还度什么假呢？
And after you get married, you usually go for a honeymoon, but you realize that you're in debt.
刚结了婚了，想买一点好吃的东西，还欠了债，还没什么东西呢。
You want to purchase some things, but you realize you're in debt.
我怎么觉得欠债好苦？
That's why I say it's very depressing.
不是你们有没有欠债的感觉？
I don't know whether you have this feeling of indebtedness.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
物质上我现在没有欠人家债。
In a worldly speaking, I do not owe people anything.
在灵性上我还欠了许多人的债。
But spiritually, I owe a lot of debts.
所以这是这个以利亚的门徒死了，他还欠了好多的债。
That's why Elisha realized that his indebtedness that this servant died.
他就来找以利沙。
That's why the wife of the servant came to find Elisha.
Elisha 问说：“你还有什么？”
And Elisha said, "What do you have?"
什么都没有了。
She said, "I don't have any."
我家中只还有一瓶的油。
I only have a little oil left.
油在圣经里头都是预表到圣灵的。
And the oil in the Bible always represents the spirit.
什么外头东西都没有了。
Nothing, there's nothing left on the outside.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你里头还有一瓶油。
But inside of you, there's always that jar of oil.
神已经把圣灵赐给你了。
Because the God give you the spirit inside.
圣灵带着神丰盛的品格。
The spirit have the character of God inside of you.
圣灵带着属灵复活的大能。
And the spirit carries the power of the resurrection.
这个在我们里面的。
And this is inside all of us.
我们不会丢掉的。
And we will not.
你怎么能够还债？
But how do you repay your debt?
你只有一件事。
It's only one thing.
你把你里头的油倒在别的器皿里面了，别的你就可以还债了。
You pour out your oil inside of you.To other people's jars, and you are repaying your debt.
所以我多次跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
Many times I said this.
如果我们有心侍奉主
if we have the burden to serve God,
要好好读圣经。
You have to read your Bible diligently.
要好好的参加聚会。
You have to frequently attend services.
如果你要做传道人，最好到神学院。
If you want to be a full-time minister, it is better for you to go to seminary.
这是好的。
This is good.
这是不够的。
But this is not enough.
有一个更重大的。
And one thing is more important.
要把神所赐给你的圣灵显出果效来。
You have to reveal the productive Holy Spirit that is inside of you.
我总在你们中间做见证。
And I have testified before you.
我没有进过神学院。
I have not gone to seminary.
我乃是在上海米特生先生教会中间栽培的。
I was under the study of Watchman Nee in Shanghai.
他栽培我也不过直到22岁。
He nurtured me until I was 22.
我到台湾去了。
And I went to Taiwan.
没有人栽培我了。
And nobody else was my mentor.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
圣灵在我的里面。
But the Holy Spirit was inside of me.
我没有把圣灵单单留在一个瓶子里。
I did not keep the Holy Spirit in a jar.
我乃是让圣灵发展出来了，越过越多，越过越多，我今天才能够丰富的侍奉主。
I let go of the Holy Spirit inside of me so that I can serve God better.
所以我也跟你们讲过了。
So that I told all of you.
我常常蒙邀请到别的地方讲道。
I have always been invited to preach in many churches.
要讲什么道？
And what kind of sermon do I preach?
我首先要问问他们教会的光景怎么样。
First of all, I need to understand the condition of the church.
然后把他们教会的光景到神面前祷告。
And then I pray about the spiritual condition of the church.
最难的一件事。
But the most difficult thing for me.
不知道讲什么题目。
Is what kind of a topic should I preach?
尼特森弟兄训练我们说。
Brother Watchman Nee told me.
等到你们以后能够侍奉主了。
If you can serve God later on.
你有机会讲到。
You will have opportunity to preach.
你想起三个月啊，听过一个人讲到很好，你来讲。
Sometimes you preach something that you heard 3 months before.
哦，或者你两个礼拜前看过一本书，哎呦，你非常受感动。
Maybe you preach from a book that you read 2 weeks ago.
你把听的道和看的书来讲到给别人听。
If you preach what you heard before or what you read,
尼特森说这是讲道的自杀。
And Brother Nee told me.This is preaching suicide.
这是绝对不能用的。
You cannot do this.
怎么办？
But then what?
受圣灵的引导。
And you have to rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我的天啊，引导来，祷告来，祷告去，模模糊糊还搞不清楚。
And you have to pray and pray, even though perhaps sometimes it's not very clear.
礼拜天讲过道了，就轻松了。
But after you preach, then you become relieved.
马上感觉到下礼拜讲什么。
But then you feel, what do I do next week?
祷告了也不清楚。
And the prayer was not very specific.
礼拜也不清楚。
礼拜一也不清楚。Even on Monday, I wasn't clear. 礼拜五还不清楚。Even until Friday, I wasn't clear.
我急死了。
And then I feel bad.
一个礼拜了，吃饭都没有什么味道了。
And then I lost my appetite during the week.
原来是求神引导我了。
But I really pray earnestly, ask God to help.
但是感谢主的了。
But give thanks to the Lord.
神到时候还叫灵力都引导我的。
In the appointed time, God will let me through the Holy Spirit.
是我有题目了之后了，我的重担已经去掉了80%。
When I have the theme of the sermon, I am relieved 80%.
还有20%吧？什么？
But 20% left, what do I do?
那这个题目到底应该讲什么的内容？
Is the contents of the topic.
这样在神面前呢？
In this way, in the presence of God.
才能够准备出一篇道来了。
That you can prepare a piece of sermon.
像我刚刚说了。
And I just said this.
这个道我这一个礼拜前都准备好的了。
Even though I prepared this topic over a week ago.
连我在 Vancouver 度假。一有空下来还在祷告这个道好不好
When I have spare time during my vacation in Vancouver, I always pray, is this a good sermon?
我改了一些
And I make certain changes.
昨天晚上11点 email 给他的
And I emailed to Brother Tommy at 11, actually it's 12 o'clock. 11 o'clock last night.
所以我昨天晚上差不多1点钟在睡哦
So I slept almost at 1 a.m. this morning.
我给你们做见证
I would testify this. What is that?
根据我里头的圣灵。
Is in accordance with the Holy Spirit inside.
圣灵不用啊，只有一瓶的油。
If you don't use the Holy Spirit, there is always that jar of oil.
你圣灵用的时候，一瓶一瓶都是油。
But if the Holy Spirit is inside of you, you have many jars of oil.
这是以利沙来训练他的门徒。
That is how Elisha trained the company of the prophets.
第二个。
The second matter.
有一次，他们门徒在一起吃饭的时候
，One time when the companies of the prophet dined together.
有一个门徒抓了一个瓜放在锅的里面
，And one servant grabbed a gourd and put it in a pot.
他们都不知道这个瓜是有毒的
，But they didn't realize that the gourd was deadly.
整锅的锅都是有毒的啦
，And then the pot became deadly.
有的人吃了之后已经有毒性在他们里面了。
When some of the servants that ate it, you know, they became, you know, they became food poisoned.
他们来求告以利沙。
They pleaded with Elisha.
以利沙怎么样
？And what did Elisha do?
拿一点面撒在锅的里面。
He grabbed some flour and sprayed it into the pot.
是这一个是在圣经中是很清楚告诉我们的。
And this revealed very clearly in the Bible to us.
我们看看罗马书14:15。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 14.
十五节
Chapter 14, verse 15.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经提到死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。
Romans, chapter 14, verse 15. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat,You are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy your brother for whom Christ died.
为什么那个门徒把一个瓜拿到锅里头来
？Why did that servant put that gourd into the pot?
这是他们的食物。
But that was their food.
但是要注意啦。
But you have to pay attention.
我们所有的食物有相当多是有毒的啦。
Many of the food, That is available are bad to our body.
我们在地上活着的时候
，When we live on in this world,
不能不顾到我们生活中的需要。
We have to cater for the needs of our life.
但我们要知道的
，But we also have to know.
我们有一些生活的需要没有问题，有一些是有毒的。
There are many needs of our life. There are certain needs.That are poisonous to our life.
不知不觉，这一个的地上生活东西就影响了我们。
Sometimes gradually and not noticeably, this kind of poison will enter into our life.
昨天我参加这个年轻人的婚礼的时候
，The wedding that I attended yesterday.
早上11点婚礼。
The ceremony started at 11 a.m.
12点了之后，大家吃饭。
At noon, we dine together.
一直吃到了下午5点。
All the way till 5 p.m.
哦，一吃的时候，当中年轻人来跳舞了。
And then the younger people started to dance.
有音乐在那里了。
Along with the music.
昨天差不多有200位的客人。
There are about 200 guests.
正线很明分开的。
And then easily you see they are separated.
年轻人当中跳舞。
And then the young people, they dance.
中年老年坐在旁边都不跳的。
The older generation, they just set aside.
年轻人有活泼一点。
They are very, the younger generation are very vivid, energetic, and
音乐当当当啊。
And they love the music.
我告诉你，我实在受不了。
And it was really torture for me.
我不光不跳舞了，肯定的音乐我就受不了了。
I couldn't even stand the music.
我不好意思先走。
But it was bad of me to leave.
我跟我那人说，我们走了。
But later on, I told my wife, let's go.
但是我心中一个担心。
But there is something that burdened my heart.
现在年轻人随着世上的风俗，叫你整个做人放松，而仅仅是外面的热闹，却没有内心亲近神的那一种的享受。
My worry about the younger generation that you conform to the world today.Instead of relying to the inside peace.
你如果让我来讲的话，
If you allow me to say this,
这是野瓜有毒的。
This is the poisonous gourd.
我也劝你们 young adults.
And I really want to admonish you young adults.
避免地上，所以现在美国一些流行的一种做法。
To refrain from the trends.Of this world and in this country.
保守我们的心。
To keep your heart.
那是好好的亲近主。
And diligently, get close to the Lord.
他们说我们运动嘛。
But sometimes you guys say, well, we just engage in certain activities.
你好好运动也不要这种运动法吧。
But you don't have to dance like that.
这一些呢，会教我们整个的人的注意力量。整个人生活了，随着地上的一种风俗了。
This will distract our life and actually will lead our life to conform to the trends of this world.
是伊丽莎怎么样
？And that's what did Elisha do?
丽莎把一些面撒在锅里面。
He poured some flour into the pot.
用生命的粮食去掉了世俗的败坏。
He used the bread of life to cleanse.The corruption of the world.
我们一直要保持我们的心。
We have to keep our heart.
切不要有外面的做法影响我们不能好好亲近主。
Never allow the trends of this world to distract us from getting close to God.
我要劝你们年轻人的。
And I want to advise you young generation.
宁可被人来批评你是老古董。
Well, that rather be criticized that you are old fashioned.
你不合潮流。
That you are not trendy.
但是你总是注重亲近神，活在主的面前。
But you emphasize getting closer to God and living in the presence of God.
你我总是有神的生命为我们主要的。
We all know that the life, the God's life inside of us is so important.
地上有一些的娱乐。
There are certain entertainment in this world.
会影响我们心灵里头亲近神的光景。
Will certainly influence our heart to get close to God.
这种娱乐没有关系。
And This kind of entertainment doesn't matter.
但是你们要知道，
But you have to understand.
我常常劝年轻人学音乐的，切不要学 rock music.
I always ask the young people to refrain from rock and roll music.
你看见所有 rock music stars 都是吸毒的。
You can see that most of the rock and roll musicians, they have drug abuse.
他如果不吸毒。这个 rock music 出不来的
，because they cannot really express their music without the help of drugs.
所以我常常劝弟兄姊妹
，that's why I always give this advice to brothers and sisters.
不要孩子们给他有音乐碰 rock music.
Don't let their children get in touch with rock and roll music.
年轻人一碰 rock music, classic music 就做上不来了。
Once they do, they will never accept classical music.
这不是我讲的。
This is not done out of my mouth.
这是现在在北美非常出名的林旺杰来告诉我的。
And this is one very famous person in North America who told me.
你知道林旺杰是谁
？Do you know who is
Lin? 是 John Lin.
John Lin.
Ohio 州和 Florida 州的那一个的州里头的交响乐团的指挥。
He is the conductor in one of the orchestra in Ohio.
他当初是在 Julia 读，也是弹钢琴的。
And he was a pianist in Julia.
一个礼拜，每一个礼拜到我家来教我两个女儿。
Every week, he came to my house to teach my two daughters.
现在怎么请得动的这么出名的人
？Now you cannot, you won't be able to invite him.
他到我家来教我女儿的时候
，When he came to my house,
告诉林弟兄不要让你的孩子碰 rock music.
He told me, Brother Lin. Do not allow your children to get in touch with rock and roll music.
Yes, music.
Rock and roll music is music.
顶多 country music， 切切不要碰 rock music。
At best, go to country music, but never rock and roll.
最好你是注重的 classic music.
At best, you should go to classical music.
撒旦好厉害。
Satan is very lethal.
神常常用 music 帮助人活在神面前的。
God actually used music to help us to live in Him.
神引进 rock music 来的也是 music， 却是叫你离开神的。
撒旦，哎 ，Satan used rock music to lead you out of God.
那这第二个。
This is the second episode.
第三个。
The third episode.
他们都饿了。
And they were hungry.
以利沙叫门徒。把二十个大麦饼叫一百个人吃饱。
And then Elisha instructed the companies of the prophets to use 20 loaves of barley bread to feed 100.
你记得主耶稣在地上的时候。
And you remember when Jesus was.
约翰福音第六章。
In the book of John chapter 6.
主耶稣在野地讲道。
And Jesus was preaching in the wilderness.
许多人离开他的城到野地听主耶稣讲道。
A lot of people left the city to follow Jesus into the wilderness.
过了三天了。
Three days later.
主耶稣对门徒说。
And Jesus told his disciples.
他们跟我在已经有三天了。
They follow me for three days.
都已经有饿了。
They are starving.
我们到哪里去买饼呢？
Where do we get loaves to feed them?
他就问腓力。
And then he asked Philip.
腓力怎么回答？
And then how did Philip respond?
二十两银子的饼也不够的。
And even a lot of money can buy enough food.
你注意没有？
Did you notice?
腓力没有回答主耶稣的问题。
Philip did not actually answer Jesus' question.
主耶稣到哪里买饼？
Where did Jesus can purchase bread?
腓力说买饼要多少代价？
But Philip said, in order to buy bread, you have to pay a price.
二十两银子也不够的。
Even 20 shekels would not be enough.
主耶稣是试验腓力。
Jesus was actually testing Philip.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣怎么样？
My dear brothers and sisters, what did Jesus say?
兄弟腓力，腓力还不懂。
And he asked Philip, and Philip didn't understand the question.
主耶稣叫门徒叫众人坐下。
And then Jesus asked the disciples to tell the people to sit down.
五十个一堆，五十个一排坐下，一百个一排坐下。
A group of 100 here, a group of 100 there.
那五个饼两条鱼这些的。
Five loaves and two bread.
交给门徒分给这些人吃。
After giving thanks, asked the disciples to distribute to the people.
吃的人有多少？吃的有多少人吃？
How many people were there to eat?
5000.
5000.
不准确。
It's not accurate.
男的5000。
It's 5000 men.
妇女孩子还不算的。
The women and the children not included.
是差不多总有10000人呐。
It could be as many as 10,000.
五个饼两条鱼就10000人都吃饱了。
Five loaves and two fish was sufficient to feed 10,000.
所以当我读了圣经明白的时候
，When I understood from the word，
如果主耶稣问我。
If the Lord asked me,
这么多的人呢，已经三天没有饼吃了。
So many people and they were starved after three days.
到哪里买饼啊？
Where do we get bread?
我说主耶稣到你那里吗？
I would say from you.
不是二十两银子。
It's not the money.
到耶稣那里一个银子都不要的，能够叫这么多人吃饱。
If you go to Jesus, Jesus will feed all of them.
是同样的。
In the same way,
以利沙也是显出基督复活的能力来。
Elisha also revealed.The power of resurrection of Christ.
他只把这个小孩子所有的五个饼两条鱼做谢了，就能叫五千人吃饱。
And Jesus just took the five loaves and two fish from this little kid and then fed the 5,000.
还剩下好多的零碎。
And then a lot of the crumbs were left over.
十二个篮子的零碎。
12 basketfuls.
所以今天我们也是这样的了。
Today it is the same for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我是小的传道人。
I'm a small, you know, I'm not an important
preacher. 我讲到最多的那是在香港有3000人听我讲到的。
The most people I preach in front of is 3,000 in Hong Kong.
我也是好紧张的。
And I was very nervous.
不知道讲什么好。
And I wasn't sure.
我就祷告主了。
And then I prayed to the Lord.
感谢主。
But give thanks to Him.
我是去祷告主。
And I prayed to Him.
不是去翻字参考书。
And I'm not going over books to find material.
不是去查考别人所讲的了。
I'm not going over other people's sermons.
当我来祷告主的时候。
But when I prayed to the Lord.
到时候把粮食给我了。能够分给这么多人的。
At the appointed time, He gave me the food to feed the people.
我只盼望我不过是那个小孩。
I hope that I was that little kid.
只有五个饼两条鱼。
I only have five loaves and two fish.
给这么多人吃有什么用呢？
It seems that it's not enough to feed too many people. But give thanks to the Lord.
经过神的祝福。
But by the blessing of God,
能够叫一万人都吃饱的了。
We can feed 10,000 people.
所以这是以利沙来训练他的门徒的。
This is how Elisha trained the company of the prophets.The fourth episode.
有一个斧头掉下去了。
There is this axe head that fell to the water.
那这一个故事啦。
And this story.
这是我今天所要讲的。
And this is really the main story of today.
我告诉在讲义中第三个大点。
And it's the third main point in the outline.
他们有实际的需要。
The companies of the prophets, they have a realistic need.
为什么实际的需要？
Why is it realistic?
他们有好多的门徒。
They have many servants.
那住的房子不够。
But the house is not big enough. The place is too small.
住的房子不够。
I tell you this: if the house is too small,
是好现象。
This is a good sign.
房子够了不是好现象。
If the house is big enough, this is not a good sign.
什么原因？
What was the
reason? 因为来的人多吗？房子就不够了。
Because people are coming. That's why the house becomes too small.
我们天正教会在十多年前是建一个长老会的了。
Two decades ago, our church borrowed a space in Tenafly.
我们只能够下午聚会。
We can only have afternoon worship.
好不容易听说这一个房子本来是 women club.
Not easy. This former women club of TNAP was available.
那个时候我们差不多40万块钱买来的。
And at that time, we purchased this place for about 400,000.
花了30万来整理的。
And use another 300,000 to renovate.
成我们就用处了。
And now we're using it.
有个听证会。
And there was a public hearing.
这个town里头个听证会。
From a township of Teaneck.
说有一个我来代表教会去的。
And I represented my church, this church.
他听证会有几个人在台上的。
And there are a few people in the hearing.
你们什么团体？
It's the panel that asks us what kind of body we are. Christian body.
你们多少人
？How many people do you have？
我们大概五六十个。
About 50 to 60.
多久了？
For how long?
才不过两年多。
It's only for about 2 years.
就十个家庭增加了。
We are increasing for about 10.
你们买这个房子做什么用？
Why do you want to purchase this property?
能够有聚会用的啦。
So that we can worship and gather.
照你看的话，这个房子用多久？
Based on you, how long can this building last?
我说如果好。
I said if God is good.
我们顶多用十年。
We will use for at least 10 years.
为什么？
Why was that?
不够大了吗？就不好了。
Because after 10 years, we may not have enough space.
到那个时候怎么样？
Then they asked, then what do
you do? 卖掉，我们再去买另外地方了。
Perhaps we're going to sell it and we're going to buy something bigger.
这个教会开头只有十个家庭开始的。
This church started with about 10 families.
等到我们有这个礼拜堂的时候了。
When we have this piece of property.
我们人数增加了。
And then people started increasing.
但是只坐了前头几排。
But it's only occupying the first few rows.
后头空的。
And the bag was empty.
现在感谢主了。
But give thanks to the Lord, see now.
虽然没有完全满，已经差不多满了。
We're not full, but we have plenty of people here.
但起码布道会已经不够了。
But sometimes in the evangelical preaching, we do not have enough
space. 什么就好
？What is then good?
到时候坐不下了。
That we don't have enough space.
这才是好。
That's good, and this is good.
那个教会有个地方。
But when a church has its own building,
这个用得很好。
And the building, the facility was good.
十年还好。
In 10 years, good.
20年还好。
In 20 years, still good.
教会没有长大。
It means that church is not growing.
教会有成长的。
The church has to grow.
一定有许多人到教会来的。
Meaning that more people, more faith seekers come to church.
我们聚会的地方不够了。
Then our church does not have enough space.
按照我们这里地方了。
But based on the space here,
已经不够了。
It appears that we are
not having enough. 一个是亏欠你们 young adults 没有好的聚会的地方。
We are very, we feel we let the young adults down.
是刚刚盖的塞楼。
That we did not have a space, but now we're building a church.
那你们以后 young adults 能够有好的一个聚会地方。
So you can have your own worship space.
这是个好现象。
This is a very good sign.
以后地方不够用了。
But later on, we may not have enough space.
所以这是以利沙所遇见的问题。
This is the problem faced Elisha.
但是要怎么办？
But what is he going to do?
要来砍木头来建造一个更大的房子。
They have to cut posts from woods to build a bigger space.
他们不够地方了。
They don't have enough space.
他们跟以利沙来讲。
And they ask Elisha.
以利沙说：“你们到山里头去砍木头嘛。”
you guys go and cut posts from trees.
砍下来的盖房子嘛。
And then build a house.
这个门徒们很好一件事。
And then one servant said,
请你跟我们一同去。
Please come with us.
不要你坐在房间里头，我们去。
It's not that you stay here, we
你跟我们一同去。
You come with us.
所以伊丽莎跟他们一同去了。
Then Elisha came with, go with them.
那砍木头的时候啦。
When they were cutting down trees.
有一个门徒木头那个砍子上上的上头的铁的斧头掉在水里面了。
The iron axe head of one servant fell to the water while he was cutting.
这是一个很不，他疏忽了而掉下去了。
This is kind of just an unfortunate mishap.
请大家要记得。
But remember,
任何地上教会要长大的时候。
Any church on earth that has to grow,
总会有疏忽。
There are always certain unfortunate mishaps.
切记不要批评疏忽的人。
Never criticize those who made a mistake.
谁会批评的？
Everybody will criticize.
不做事的人会批评，做事的人不会批评。
Those who are not serving, those who tend to criticize.
你一做事了，总会有些疏忽。
When you are serving the Lord, there are always certain things that will happen.
在教会中间不稀奇的。
It is not uncommon in church.
当初四十多年前我在台湾。
At 40 years ago in Taiwan,
我看见报纸上一篇小的一篇文章。
I saw a little article in a newspaper.
日本的工业
the industries in Japan,
少做少错要罚的。
If you don't produce, if you do little to try to make a little mistakes, you'll be penalized.
要安慰他。
You will be comforted when you do more, but at the same time make more mistakes.
多做少错一个的奖赏的。
And then you'll be rewarded when you do more and make little mistakes.
没有人不错的。
Everybody will make mistakes.
我们中国人的观念。
We have this culture in China.
不就有功，但求无罪。
We do not ask for reward, but we want no mistakes.
怕错误，所以最好不要做事。
Because for fear of mistakes, we tend not to do things. This is not a good,
非常坏的观念。
Very bad perception.
你不会慢慢的成长。
You will not grow.
哪一个人成长的过程都不错的。
Any person who grows will make mistakes. Who doesn't?
我以前跟你们讲过了。
I said this previously.
我有了孙子的时候好高兴。
I was very happy when I had grandchildren.
为什么高兴？
Why was that?
总觉得我养的儿子女儿不够好，孙子长大更好。
Sometimes I believe that my grandchildren would grow up to be better than my own children.
这孙子长大更好。
But when they grow up,
一定有错的。
But I realized that they will make mistakes.
哪一个人长大不错的？
Everyone will make mistakes while growing up.
教会所有侍奉殷勤的人都会有错的。
And everybody who serves diligently will make mistakes.
你不做没有错，这样的人越爱发。
Those people who for fear of mistakes, who doesn't want to serve, should be penalized.
你好好的做，还是有错了，应该给你奖赏。
You should be rewarded when you serve diligently, but at the same time making
mistakes. 我们都从错误中间学习了功课的。
We learn by making mistakes.
慢慢在除去了这一些的错误。
Gradually, we will avoid making similar mistakes.
是有一些的疏忽。
Therefore, there are certain mishaps.
叫我们这个斧头掉下去了。
That will cause our axe to fall into the water.
这个斧头是哪里来的？
Where did this axe come from?
这个斧头他说我是借来的。
And the servant said it was borrowed.
是借来是人家主人呢、把斧头和木头还没有钉得好。
And it is the one who lent me the axe, he did not put them to the axe and the head, they did not put together well.
这个门徒自己没有斧头。
And the servant did not have one himself.
是借来的。
That's why he borrowed it.
的上面这个铁的一块掉了。
But then the iron part fell.
他必须负责。
But he felt he has to be responsible.
这表明什么？
And what does this mean?
好的品格。
This is a good character.
这个东西不是我的。
This thing is not mine.
但我讲就是老的主人没有好好定好吗？
It belonged to somebody else, even though he may not have put them together properly.
我不会怪老的主人的。
I would not blame the lender.
我还是要负责的。
I am responsible.
负责是负责的。
I'm responsible.
斧头是掉了。
But the fact of the matter is the axe fell.
怎么样？
But what are we going to do?
来求问伊丽莎。
You call on Elisha.
So Elisha is 什么?
So who is, what is Elisha?
门徒来求以利沙的时候啦。
When the servant came to plead with Elisha.
以利沙就做事。
Elisha started to work.
在属灵的事情上也是如此的。
It's the same for spiritual things.
没有一个人侍奉主没有错的。
Everybody makes mistakes while serving the Lord.
有错了不要隐藏。
But when you made a mistake, do not hide.
不用理由来解释。
Do not make an excuse.
我承认是错了。
But admit the error.
但是我们有一件事。
But there is one thing.
我们可以求告主耶稣。
That we can call on Lord Jesus.
主耶稣会把我们从错误中间带了出来。
Lord Jesus will lead us from a mistake, lead us out of a mistake.
请大家注意一件事。
Every one of you, please notice.
你不求告主耶稣，主不行神迹。
If you do not call on the name of the Lord, He will not carry out a miracle.
主耶稣也行了神迹。
If you call on His name, He will carry out a miracle.
主耶稣之恩待肯求告他的人。
The Lord Jesus will give grace to those who ask for it.
不要你有错了而难过，自己责备，灰心失望。
Do not blame yourself and become disappointed and depressed by hiding the mistake.
是我错了。
It is you made a mistake.
我求告主耶稣。
Though you brought the mistake,
主耶稣会做事。
In the presence of the Lord, and He will carry out.
能够解决这些问题了。
He is able to answer your need.
所以主耶稣怎么样？
And what does Jesus do?
砍，像以利沙砍一颗木头丢在水里面。
And Elisha cut a piece of stick.And throw it into the water.
就把掉下去踢的那个的斧头浮上来了。
And then to help the fallen axe head to float.
木头在圣经中总是预表到主耶稣钉十字架。
Wood in the Bible always refers to the cross of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣怎么样？
And what does Jesus do?
主耶稣用十字架的果效把工作恢复过来了。
And Jesus restored in his the finished work of his cross.
十字架的做法有两个。
The work of the cross in two ways.
代替我们死。
One is a substitutional death.
第二是我们和我们一同死。
The other is we buried with Christ.
代替我们死是解决了我们犯罪在神面前所受的刑罚。
The substitutional death is to bear the wages of sin from all of us.
和主同时是我们老我死掉了。
Simultaneously, our old self is buried with Him.
这样我才能够来依靠主来活着的。
In this way, we can all rely to live in Jesus Christ.
所以在撒迦利亚书第四章第六节
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 4,
万军之耶和华说不是依靠势力不是依靠才能乃是依靠我的灵方能成事
Zechariah, chapter 4, the last part of verse 6 says the Lord Almighty, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，表明和基督同死了。
Not by might, not by power, meaning that we are buried with Christ.
许多侍奉的事情上
，in a lot of things of service,
我们所有的智慧没有用。
Our wisdom is futile.
我们以往的经验没有用。
Our experience is useless.
我来侍奉主的时候
，When I serve the Lord,
不依靠我从前的经验。
I will not rely on my past experience.
不依靠我从前的才能。
I will not rely on my own wisdom.
是我所有自己和基督同死了。
Because I have already been buried with Christ.
却依靠圣灵了。
But I only rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会显出能力来。
The Holy Spirit will reveal the power.
这样显出能力来了之后了。
And such power.Review.
这个斧头就飘上来了。
The axe head floats.
表明什么事
？This meaning
恢复能够有效的侍奉。
The restoration of productive service.
所以我们在侍奉上以后才能够有更加的有效的。
So in our life to serve the Lord, it will be more productive.
这是以利沙来训练门徒的四件大事。
This is the four things.Examples of how Elisha trained his company of servants.
最后有一件事。
But lastly, there is one other thing.
当这个木头把斧头扶上来的时候
，When this stick helps the axe to float,
以利沙叫门徒去拾起来。
And then Elisha told the servant to reach out and take it.
这是人的配合。
And this is the partnership of man.
主赐给我们是有复活的大能的。
God gave us the power of resurrection.
保罗在以弗所第一章呢
，Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1,
告诉以弗所基督徒要来祷告神。
Told the Ephesians to pray to the Lord.
要明认识三件事。
To use three things.
一件他召我们有何等的指望。
He called us so that we have such hope.
一个他的我叫我们在他的勇士里头的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now we are part of the inheritance in eternity.
还有一个在现在的。
And one thing for present.
今天献给我们能力是何等的好的。
Today he gives us the such power of resurrection.
什么能力？
What kind of power?
是你的能力不够了。
Is that your power is useless?
但是能够靠复活的能力了。
But it's only the power of resurrection.
能够行出一些事是你不能做的了。
That is able to reveal things that is beyond your own power.
你原谅我常常跟你们做见证。
Forgive me to say this again.
你看我身体很好。
You appear that I am very healthy.
我再过一个多礼拜。才是正正式式八十五岁了。
In a little over a week, I will be 85 years old.
我身上好多的病哎。
But I have a lot of sicknesses in me.
但是我还能够侍奉主。
But I can still serve the Lord.
什么
？What is that?
我去取用复活的大能。
I am drawing the power of the resurrection of Christ.
我是非常的可惜，好多弟兄子不去使用复活的大能。
But regrettably, many of the brothers and sisters do not draw from Jesus the power.
你没有配合他。
We have to be a partner.
复活的能力就显不出在我们身上。
If not, then the power of resurrection will not.
我们无论上年龄的。
Whether we are older.
无论我们是像你们年轻的。
Whether we are younger.
主也同样复活的大能在你身上。
The Lord will give us the same power in His resurrection.
你要取用复活的大能。
You have to draw this power.
我侍奉主有一个的原则。
There is a principle in my service to the Lord.
我能够使用到复活大能到了边缘。
I have to draw as much from our Lord.
再多一点我就垮台了。
And then to such an extent that I cannot keep drawing.
我是边缘的政策。到边缘 edge.
Yeah, this is going to the edge.
哎呀，我到许多地方去讲到。
In some other places when I preach.
哦哟，他说弟林弟兄，你身体真好啊。
They say, oh, brother Lin, you're so healthy.
我说我告诉你们。
I said, I'll tell you the truth.
找个地方讲过两次道了。
I have preaching here for twice.
第三次还要讲。
The third time I was still the same thing.
一讲完了，我到房间躺在床上一个半钟头。
But after the preaching, I usually go into an inner room.
身上非常的累。
And sleep for an hour and a half because I was very tired.
一个半钟头得恢复了。
In an hour and a half, I am restored.
刚刚恢复了。
And just after an hour and a half,
还讲第三次了。
And I have to speak again for the third time. What is this?
我用复活的大能到边缘的境界。
I really draw to the edge of the power of restoration.
去年温州他们教会请我去。
Last year I was invited by a church in Wenchang.
五天的培训。
In 5 days of
edification. 我每天讲六个小时。
Every day they asked me to preach 6 hours.
我说我在美国顶多讲两个小时。
And I told them I usually speak 2 hours a day.
他以后讨价还价是三个小时。
And they keep bargaining and we ended up.
我说在美国讲三个小时可以讲两天。
And said for 3 hours I can preach 2 sermons.
我能讲五天。
But not five, but not 5 days.
哎，他说林弟兄啊，我们需要的。
But he said, Brother Lin, we need it.
我们请另外一个人讲三个小时，你讲三个小时，讲五天。
And we asked somebody else to preach for 3 hours, you for 3 hours for 5 days.
我试试看能不能承担。
I said, I will try to see if I can bear it.
15次讲下来了。
15 sermons later.
现在人要请我讲，一天讲3次，没问题了。
Now that when people ask me to preach 3 hours,
我终于到边缘的境界了。
Because I'm at the edge of drawing the power.
那我跟你们做见证什么
？But what is this testimony about?
这个能力也在你身上。
This power is in you too.
这我都跟你们讲了。
I told you before.
10年前，我的姐姐劝我。
10 years ago, my sisters told me.
弟弟呀，70几岁了，不要这么累了。
Little brother, you are over 70.
多休息休息了。
You should get more rest.
我跟我姐姐，姐姐，我休息就生病了，我不休息身体就。
I told my sister, if I rest, I'll get sick.
怎么好
？Rise is good.
复活的大能。
This is the power of resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这是以利沙来训练他的门徒。
This is how Elisha nurture the companies of the prophets.
是以利沙来训练门徒这4件事。
These 4 episodes.
我盼望我不跟你们不是单单讲一些以利沙的故事。
I hope that I'm not just telling you some stories.
从以利沙的故事里头来看到，今天新约时代中间，我们如何活在神面前。
From these stories that in our New Testament times we learn how to live our life.
我多次跟你们讲了。
Many times I said this.
我总是盼望无论到哪个地方去。
I always hope that wherever I am.
有一些青年人，有一些中年人蒙恩。
That the people, the younger generation, the older generation, they all receive grace.
以后出来侍奉主比我还好。
That they will one day come out to serve the Lord better.
什么叫好？
What is better?
半年、十年以后。
In 8 to 10 years later.
大概我已经不在世界上了。
Perhaps I'm no longer on this earth.
他们在半年、十年之后被主所用了。
But they will be used mightily by the Lord.
我的心中非常的喜乐。
Then I will be very joyful inside.
正求主恩待我每一个人。
May the Lord have grace on all of us.
我们都成为以利沙的门徒。
That will become the servants of Elijah.
领受他的教导来带领我们。
To receive his teaching and his guidance.
我们低头祷告。
Please bow our head.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你。
My dear Father in heaven, we give thanks to you.
你借着耶稣基督成功了救恩。
By Jesus and through Jesus, you accomplished salvation.
他的死就解决了我们罪恶的审判。
His crucifixion resolved the wages of our sin.
他的复活使我们重生。
His resurrection.Give us the rebirth.
你就借着圣灵住在我们里面。
By the Holy Spirit that abides in us.
要显出你生命中间崇高的品格。
To reveal your noble character in our life.
也显出你圣灵所显的大能。
To reveal the power of the Holy Spirit.
就在地上来服侍你。
So that we can serve you on this land.
就你在宇宙的旨意早日的完成。
So that your eternal purpose will be fulfilled.
求你恩待我每一个人。
May you have grace on all of us.
使用你所给我们的恩典
Use us by your grace
来彰显你的荣耀
To reveal your glory
请你听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus